What is the tempo of your life? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. The tempo of life can move from a Dante, using musical terminology, or a moderate pace to a fast pace of allegro, or to the loud strength of forte. In order to handle the daily tempos of life, we must adjust our pace, which is often driven by the demands of the day. Life can become a song out of control, or a symphony harmonizing the diverse sounds of life led by our divine conductor, our God. The temptation is to segue, that is to move into the next stanza of living without pausing to reflect, renew, restore, or revive. There's always so much to do with little time to get it done. So we tend to rush from one thing to the next, skimming along the surface because we just don't have enough time to dig deep. The season of Lent is upon us, and this is our opportunity to take some time to dig deep. This is our season to recalibrate and reset our spiritual compass. Superficial spirituality will no longer do. God is calling us to sing a new song. In the Old Testament, especially in the book of Psalms, the Hebrew word Selah appears at the end of a few verses. Selah is considered to be an unspoken Hebrew directive to the musicians or singers to stop, pause, consider this, measure carefully the meaning of what has been said before moving forward. In other words, there's a deeper meaning, and you won't get it unless you stop long enough to reflect. Selah appears at the end of the following verses in the book of Psalm to tell us to stop, pause before moving forward. Here's one. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Psalm 4:4. Trust him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Psalm 62:8. Stop long enough today, beloved, to measure, weigh, consider before moving forward in your life. There is a deeper meaning to what's going on and a deeper relationship available with God, and you just might miss it if you're moving too fast. Step back from the melody. Listen to the songs you're singing and the tune you've been dancing to. You now have God's gracious invitation to stop singing those out of control songs and enter into the throne room of God. Join the journey. Yeah, Lent begins. Increase your prayer time. Use the prayer guide on a prayer blog, Praycation, Selah. The address is on this site. Read the daily devotions written by people from all over the world. And you can also participate in the Daniel Fast. Come on, let's stop long enough to dig deep this year. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your communication strategy designed to be your all-access pass into the heart of God.